makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It is Tuesday, July 14th, and on this day, but we caught up with Texans quarterback Rex Grossman. Yes, Rex Grossman, well, he showed up a little bit late to Texans practice. He was there for minicamp and was able to learn some those few days he had with the team. But he's on the roster and he'll be heading to training camp. And that's where he really has a shot to prove himself. He will be behind Dan Orlovsky on the depth chart. And of course, Dan Orlovsky is backing up quarterback Matt Schaub. But you know what? Rex Grossman is one of those guys who could climb the ladder and prove to be an invaluable part of this team. I'm not going to say he's going to take Orlovsky's spot, but Grossman could make a case for himself to be the Texans' third quarterback. Of course, the Texans really haven't made a habit of keeping three quarterbacks. You know, they most of the time have kept two, and that's what Gary Kubiak did when he was at Denver. He came from a two-quarterback system with the Broncos. So now it's going to be really interesting to see what the Texans decide to do with Grossman, and that all will be decided during training camp. Well, I caught up with Grossman to talk about just that and his goals going into training camp, which kicks off on July 31st. Hi, Texans fans. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans TV. Joining me is quarterback Rex Grossman. All right, Rex, you came in a little late to minicamp, but you got some chances to be out there with the team. What did you learn in your few days there?
Well, it was exciting to be out there. You know, different team, new teammates, new coaches looking at me. So it's a fresh start. I'm excited about being here. I love the offense. Allows you to make plays and get the ball out of your hand quick. So I'm excited about it.
You said at first you felt a little rusty, but then you got into your groove. Did you feel like you kind of got into the Texans system fairly quickly?
Yeah, pretty quick. You know, I showed up on Friday, and I didn't know what to expect. And Monday they threw me in the mix, and I didn't quite know where everybody was going. But, you know, I did the best I could. And then Tuesday and Wednesday were a little bit better. And, you know, it was nice to be able to try to memorize the offense and then immediately get reps. So, you know, it helped the learning curve a little bit.
And what kind of feedback did you get from head coach Gary Kubiak and then offensive coordinator Kyle Shanahan?
Well, they were just still busy coaching me up on the next play what to do rather than giving me feedback because, you know, they realized that I just got off the bus and all that. So I'm sure I'll get more feedback here in a couple of weeks.
Well, now you're getting ready for training camp. Talk about what you're doing physically, and then also you're pretty much studying the playbook and really getting involved with film. So talk about what you're doing on that side as far as preparation goes.
Yeah, we got about 17 days left till camp, and I'm just going through every single day of installation and trying to memorize it. And a lot of the concepts are the same. I just need to memorize exactly what's going on.
So how different is the Texans offense than what you did in Chicago?
Well, you know, I think there's a lot of similarities, but, you know, every coordinator has his personality and offense that he's developed throughout his career. So Ron Turner had his offense, and Coach Kubiak has his offense. And I think they both started from the West Coast theme, and then from there, you know, they put their spin on it. So, you know, the concepts are similar. The language is somewhat similar, so there's going to be some carryover, but you know, I need to memorize exactly the things that aren't carryover and all the reads that go with all the different coverages and try to hit the ground running July 31st.
Well, Texans haven't had three quarterbacks on the active roster very much in the history of this team, but you're making a case for it. And what kind of case are you also making really to try and prove yourself as maybe the backup too? I mean, what do you think you need to show in training camp to show that you belong on this team?
Well, I need to be consistent and make plays and show that I have a command of the offense and you know, impress the coaches and gain respect from the teammates. And that's all I can control. So we'll see what happens. You know, most teams keep three quarterbacks. I'm surprised that when a team only carries two. But, you know, we'll see what happens. I'm gonna go out there and compete and like I said, try to impress the coaches and gain respect from teammates.
Well, there are a lot of Texans fans that were very excited when you joined this team, and you, in fact, participated in a live chat on HoustonTexans.com. Talk about the kind of fan interaction that you had when you did that.
Well, it was cool. You know, I got some immediate feedback and got to answer some questions from fans. I've never done that. I didn't do that in Chicago, so it was cool. The second time I've talked to you on HoustonTexans.com, so, you know, I think it's a fun city. It seems like there's a lot of excitement about the 2009 season, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
Was there one fan question that impressed you the most or stood out?
Not really. You know, they're all pretty standard questions, you know, like I said, I'm happy to be here and be part of the Texans, and hopefully we can get a winning season this year.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us.
All right, thank you.
All right, Texans fans. Well, that was my second to last podcast with Texans Today. Yes, I will be leaving a team on Wednesday, but of course, Texans Today will continue on. So thanks again for joining us, and we'll be back tomorrow with the latest Texans news. And as always, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get up and scream. Football time in Houston. Yeah.